I'm going to do a follow-up from yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Our marijuana talk from yesterday.
Well. Yeah.
Remember we had this story about how a company is facing a class action lawsuit because apparently the THC content and caliber was not to the point where the people using the product were getting high enough.
Yes.
And so they claimed false advertising. It's filed for a class action. Don't know if it's going to get to that point. Okay. So I received an email from listener Dwayne, and it was a link to the Timber Cannabis Company, which is located in Michigan, has five locations on the west side of the state. And the link to the article is, one of the biggest misconceptions about marijuana is that the higher THC content means the higher quality bud, meaning a higher high. That's what I said. Who knew? I certainly wouldn't know. I can tell you that. Yeah. As the information goes, it's easy to assume that more and better THC equals more psychoactive effects, such as a higher percentage of alcohol would cause a higher effect of high if you're drinking. Mm. But with cannabis, there are quite a few additional factors at play, and the industry itself often perpetuates the myth of the misconception of what THC actually does for you.
Hmm.
Well,
interesting.
I don't know if this is going to be a defense for that company, but it's actually interesting here. It does. They talk about how research shows results can vary widely depending on what lab is doing the testing. We talked about how do you know this? People were testing it, but depending on who's doing the testing, could relate to what the THC content and quality will show. In fact, the University of Colorado. Boy, how am I not surprised?
I'm not surprised.
No doubt from years of experience, found that THC potency does not actually track with intoxication levels. It goes against the majority of public perception of THC, though it is an open secret within the industry, especially evident, they say, in cannabis competitions.
Well, then
there's a competition.
Yes, apparently.
Is that a new sport?
That's not the sport
maybe
I was
we'll
talking
have,
about. Yeah,
maybe we'll have Olympics, cannabis Olympics.
Hey, why not? Probably some athletes already doing that in the first place.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So
probably better than some of the pills they take all those times.
Thank you, Dwayne, for providing me the link to throw a little bit more into the conversation of the potential of a class action lawsuit on the potency of THC. In a marijuana product from our story from yesterday.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Stuff I really don't, I wouldn't know, so all right.
I wouldn't know either.
You know, I just don't know.
You're being educated.
Well, I just don't know if this is true about the industry and how they sort of hype it up a bit. I would have to think that would be used in this court battle, right?
Could be.
And couldn't it be used also by those who are still bringing the lawsuit by saying false advertising then?
Could work both ways.
It could.
Could work both ways. Yeah. The Timber Cannabis Company, five locations on the west side of the state, by the way.